Sadly, one of the cowboys, when he dismounted the horse and then wrestled the steer flipped over and got its neck in an inappropriate angle and, broke its neck, essentially.
So tell us, I suppose, what happened from the time that you realized that something was wrong.
As soon as I observed what happened, me as well as several cowboys came through the rails and went to the aid of the animal to see what we could do. I assessed it and worked out that it had broken its neck. It was still with us, so I went to grab some appropriate euthanasia solution, and the cowboys put him onto a panel and carted him out of the arena, and then we euthanized him on the spot. So from the moment the poor steer was injured until it was euthanized was probably, I reckon it would have been well under 5 minutes. It was very quick.
How do you make that call when you jump the fence, go over and you perform that clinical exam? I mean, how do you make that determination that the animal unfortunately needs to be euthanized?
With livestock, it's usually pretty straightforward. If you've got broken limbs, or if they've, in this instance, broken their neck, there's not a whole lot we can do for those animals. Their sheer weight pretty much precludes them going through the sort of therapy we could offer humans. So for the most part, it's a pretty easy call to make. So it's just a quick assessment. We worked out that animal had been mortally injured, and we just made sure that he didn't suffer and sped up that process a bit.
What was the crowd response when all of this was happening?
I think everyone, and I spoke to people afterwards, everyone's pretty empathic and sympathetic for the animal. I guess everyone that was there could tell that it was an accident. These sorts of things, as I say, don't happen very often, Tara. So the goal of everyone there is to look after the welfare of those animals as best as we can.
Because I suppose that's really how the sport of rodeo started, wasn't it? It was to show stock handling abilities.
Absolutely. That's essentially where it originated back in the middle of the 1800s, I believe, at the end of big musters, and a lot of neighbors help each other out. They'd have a bit of a get-together and show off some of their skill set. And again, just got to remind the listeners that I guess these animals are athletes, so they're bred for purpose. Yeah, while you say that they didn't have a choice in the matter, I guess it's kind of like racehorses. Without racing, we wouldn't have those horses either.
You mentioned it is a sport. These animals are athletes. Nonetheless, I mean, is it appropriate to stage these events when there is that risk of injury to the animals or even in this case death?
Well, I guess the risk is pretty low. Like quoting back the information we had, about 0.05% of animals are injured, and the mortalities are much less than that. The Australian one, when they conducted a similar survey of Australian rodeos, was about 0.07% of animals were injured, and about half of those needed veterinary treatment. I couldn't find any mortality data, so injuries are relatively rare. I guess it's not dissimilar to animals racing, even dogs going on walks. Not to be flippant about it, but even a dog going on a walk runs a risk of being injured. There's no doubt that this is no walk in the park going to a rodeo. But I think we do everything we can to try to manage that risk. And the National Consultative Committee on Animal Welfare has a specific set of guidelines for the care and treatment of rodeo livestock. And the NRCA subscribes to those guidelines. And that's why, being an NRCA accredited event, they need to have a veterinarian on staff and had to adhere to a few other animal welfare aspects. I believe we'll still have a good rodeo next year. And these events are they're very rare, Tara. We do everything we can to manage them. We responded. And the committee responded immediately. The fellow running this, he said, has been rodeoing for 30 years, Brett. And he said it's the first mortality he's ever seen in a rodeo. I think we're all a bit shocked by it all. I guess it was just bad luck, Tara.
We mentioned that, obviously, this is a sport that's been going on for over 100 years now. Do you think it is perhaps, maybe it's outdated and time to give it away?
There's more understanding when people have no empathy for the other person. And so I think the people that pro-rodeo, meaning they're fans of the rodeo, need to empathize with the viewpoint of the people that think rodeo is wrong, and vice versa. And to that point, I believe that things like rodeos and our agricultural shows and all these events which bring people from outside of agriculture to at least get a taste of agriculture help them to empathize at least a little bit with the agricultural industry. There's too much, in my opinion, a disconnect between the people that produce food and the people that eat it. And whilst rodeos are a little bit wild and woolly and maybe a little bit too exciting at times, I think it is a step in the right direction. And as long as we can maintain and try to focus on ensuring adequate animal welfare objectives in the process, I think rodeos are actually good for agriculture, good for livestock, good for humans.